LMC. You're listening to the LMC Radio Network, broadcasting out of Forestville, California, on the World Wide Web at LuckyMojo.com.
All right, here we go, everyone. Reverend James, get the music.
Welcome to Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places, exploring the magical world around us, only on the LMC Radio Network. There are so many fantastic, exciting, and curious things that make up this world we share. Come join us as we explore the spiritual, magical, and wondrous phenomena that embrace our souls in new ways. I'm your announcer, Reverend James Paul Condradoc, located in Western North Carolina. This week, we welcome our special guest, JD of HoodooHouseDetroit.com in the Detroit, Michigan, bringing us an exciting and engaging discussion on spells for summer lovin'. In just a moment, we'll be joined by our host, Reverend Art of FolkConjure.com in North Carolina, and our guest, JD. Make sure you're logged into Blog Talk Radio and join in the discussion via the chat. Now, let's catch up with our host. Reverend Art, take it away.
Thank you, Reverend James, and welcome to Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places, your Monday night phenomenon. And as always, if it's Monday night, time to jump on over to the Hoodoo Psychics Facebook page. Drop a comment on the Magic Mondays post for your chance to win a free 15-minute reading with the Hoodoo Psychic of your choice. So many fantastic readers out there just waiting to lend a hand. Don't miss out on your opportunity. It is every Monday, Hoodoo Psychics, Facebook.
Okay. Give that last part again. Out.
And tonight's going to be an interesting evening. If y'all had not followed along, the Blog Talk Radio Gremlins did their best or worst since Thursday and knocked a bunch of our sister shows, for better or worse, off the air for this past week, or for their most recent episodes. And tonight, we are live, we are on air, and I'm pretty sure y'all can hear me, but are y'all, shout out if you are hearing the warble, as it's been happening. Reverend James and I can hear it from each other. I heard it during his announcing. If y'all aren't hearing it, great, we can struggle through it. Susan and I, because every once in a while it just starts going while we're talking. So if y'all hear that, shout us out and we will pause, let Blog Talk Radio clear its mind and get back to it. That being said, how are things with you, Reverend James?
Things are okay. Just realizing that I have to pay a little bit more extra attention to our script today. I think you were in a hurry because JD is in the Detroit. Whatever that means. Other than that, I've been kind of just keeping an eye on outside of this whole eclipse that's been going on today, and didn't really get to see a whole lot here. It was a little overcast in certain spots, and we weren't in that path of totality, so we wouldn't have got to see a whole lot anyway. But it was kind of neat to just see the lighting change a little bit outside, and things got a little eerily quiet, which seems rather strange. Spatial and weather happening.
Okay, and that did phase out for me. But, yeah, the eclipse really was kind of odd today. I did notice that quiet. It was almost like, you know, the wildlife around us, because where we live is fairly rural. And during the day, you can hear all kinds of critters from the woods doing their thing. But just for that brief amount of time, just pure quiet. And I'm actually really excited. There's from my hometown, which was in the, what do they call it, that path of totality.
Yeah.
There's a lot of videos and such that show the skyline in Erie, Pennsylvania during the eclipse. And actually, literally, the news station from back home just literally posted a video on it. So I will share that really huge link. Outside of that, you know, Reverend James and I, we've been rocking and rolling with Folk Conjure and Folk Faith Ministries. Actually have some really fantastic and fun things to be putting up there. Some big news is we have all of our updated candle labels out on Folk Faith Ministries and Folk Conjure for our candle ministry, as well as up there for purchase now if you'd like to do the works yourself. Reverend James spent so much time designing these candle labels, and to finally see them up there on the website, it is phenomenal. We do have a few additional workings that are going to be getting added here within the next couple of days as well. Tying into our candle push. We love candles. Candles are our happy place. And hopefully this week, planning on Thursday evening, doing a little bit of a live on Facebook through our Folk Conjure Facebook page. We will introduce our wave one of figural candles, have a fun discussion with those, and move on into, then I'll start working on wave two because we just got a whole bunch of new molds. That's enough about us. Joining us today, our good friend from the Detroit. How's it going, JD? What's new in your neck of the woods, Mr. 99% totality?
Yeah, we out here had a 99% eclipse, so that was pretty cool. It got pretty dark and really chilly for about 20, 30 minutes, and then the sun started coming on the side, so it was pretty cool. Troll asked why the Detroit. That was an error that Art made in when he introduced me in the beginning, so it's kind of the joke for tonight. But it's actually Detroit de Gaulle. It's actually French for the River of the Strait. So that's what Detroit's actually really called. It was a French settlement that was used for trade. So fun fact about Detroit. What have I been doing? Well, one of the reasons I was excited about this topic is because I have had a large, well, I've kind of had an uptick a lot about love work and a lot of love clients. And last summer, I was on the love panel for the Hoodoo Heritage Festival, and I just have a lot of love clients and do a lot of love work. I've been working on that a lot lately, and when I think of spring and summer, I kind of think of like that summer loving. You wrote it, summer loving, and so I thought this would be a really great topic to share with people as we start to feel warm and maybe sexy in ourselves and ready to engage and enjoy our summer. So I'm excited about this topic.
You know, that's actually really a good point, though, too, because a lot of times we'll have these shows talking about different types of spell work. Like we started earlier this year with the success spells. I think that was one of our first shows at the turn of the year that you were right there for it. And with this, you know, a lot of times, you know, people will go out and they'll do their spell work and they'll expect immediate results. You know, it isn't even the first day of spring yet. We're talking summer loving. Why? Let's give it some time to work. You know, people don't really think about it, giving it that time to get that energy out there, get that, you know, let it start working its mojo. I mean, I might secretly call you the love guru, JD, just because your responses on the Lucky Mojo forum for the love spells, so in-depth, so intricate. You provide so many references to just some really great resources, products, etc. I've obviously watched the love panel last year at the Hoodoo Heritage Festival. Fantastic presentation that you had there. And it's kind of seems to be your niche. Totally going to get that on a t-shirt. Oddly enough,
totally.
We might be able to help you out with that because Reverend James and I just started making different kinds of, like, we started making tote bags last night with really cool
awesome
stuff on them. So that's, I wasn't going to talk about that because we're still kind of poking our way through it and figuring stuff out. But you'll be the first to know when this stuff gets rolled out. We'll talk about it on Mystics and Mages.
I think all of the viewers, regular viewers, need to get Mystic and Mages t-shirts sent to them so they can wear them in support of the show.
You know, that's actually not a bad idea. I think
I'm going to speak it into existence.
We shall start to make Reverend James is, you know, his creativity has absolutely blown me away with some of the things that he's working on. We're still working on trying to figure out how to effectively launch a pre-order for the Southern Appalachian Lenormand that he devised. We have the new candle labels. And he's done so many other just fantastic things that hasn't really been publicized too much just yet. But I guess you can add that one to your list, Reverend James.
And I actually got to see the Oracle deck that he made, or the Lamar deck that he made, and it's fantastic for those who have not seen it yet. And I'm excited for that to come out and to see that on one of the Oracle shows for Lucky Mojo, because I know it will be a hit. Beautiful deck. Especially if you love Southern Charm, you'll love this deck.
Well, thanks, JD. And yeah, we have talked about it with Kat and Conjure Man about doing an Oracle Hour on it. So that is exciting, and we are looking forward to that as soon as we can get it completely off the ground, which is hopefully soon. Just have to get a few files sent off to the printers.
Yep, and then we will be rocking and rolling. That will roll out on pre-order on Folk Conjure on our website, and excited for that. But see, we start talking about T-shirts. Hey, Maganda, she wants a trucker hat. Phyllis Margaret Gabor wants pins. Y'all, we can do this. And that would be so much fun. So, oh, and Hey, Maganda's out there checking out the new candle labels. Yeah, yeah, let's do this. Reverend James, let's mark this down. We don't have enough to do.
Done.
See what you started, JD?
Spring is all about the new opportunity, like love, or maybe business opportunities.
that was
way to tie those in there, JD.
that was the perfect segue. You know, it's always fantastic, though, to have you on. And I like I said, I joke about the love guru, but you do craft some really fantastic spells. And for those who are, you know, newer to the craft, there's a lot that can be learned. There's a lot that can be honed. There's a lot that can be adapted. And, you know, even if you're a seasoned practitioner, like I've sat back and listened to your appearances on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour and such. And, you know, when you get to that free spell at the end of the show, just kind of sit there and get goosebumps with these things that you come up with. And they're absolutely spot on every time. Such a good worker when it comes to devising these spells. Did I embarrass you enough?
You know what they say, flattery gets you everything, right?
It's its own spell. But, you know, we do have quite a bit to get into tonight, from what I can see. So I'm thinking this might be a good spot to drop in a few messages from our sponsors, and then we're going to jump back into Love Spells for Summer Lovin'.
The LMC Radio Network is a media alliance whose excellent shows include The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with Catherine Ironwood and Conjurman, Sundays, 3 to 4:30, Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places with Reverend Art and Reverend James, Mondays, 4 to 5:30, The Crystal Silence League Hour with John St. Germain, in syndication, Tuesdays, The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Miss Phoenix LeFay, in syndication, Tuesdays, The Now You Know Show with Professor Porterfield, in syndication, Wednesdays, and The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Deborah Voith, Thursdays, 4 to 5. All time specific, add 3 hours for Eastern, sponsored by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com.
Now for some quick announcements about those outstanding upcoming shows on the LMC Radio Network. Granted, I have them correct. Tuesday, April 9th, on the Crystal Silence League in syndication will be the topic of The Power of Spirit, Part 2. And Tuesday, April 9th, on The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron in syndication with Miss Elvira and Phoenix LeFay will be the topic of Ask the Witch, Number 4. And Wednesday, April 10th, on the Now You Know Show in syndication with Professor Porterfield will be the topic of the Hoodoo Heritage Festival 2015 in Forestville, California. And Thursday, April 11th at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern, on The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Miss Elvira and Deborah Voith will be the topic of Loki, God of Mischief and Trickery. And next Sunday, April 14th at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, on the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rootwork Hour with Catherine Ironwood and Conjurman will be Papa Newt on the topic of successful prayers. Support for this program is provided by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com, and by the Association of Independent Readers and Rootworkers, AIR, a directory of ethical and authentic conjure practitioners located online at readersandrootworkers.org, and by Hoodoo Psychics. The first psychic line run entirely by Hoodoo practitioners. Receive a reading with a trusted root worker instantly. Call 1-888-4-HOODOO or visit hoodoopsychics.com. And by the Crystal Silence League, a free online prayer service of the Association of Independent Spiritual Churches located online at crystalsilenceleague.org. Thank you to all of our sponsors. And back to you, Reverend Art.
Thank you, Reverend James. And I did want to make a quick comment, too. As we've mentioned, the Hoodoo Heritage Festival during our intro segment there. And Wednesday's show on the syndicated Now You Know show talks about the Hoodoo Heritage Festival from 2015. While the Hoodoo Heritage Festival may be taking a sabbatical for the immediate future, don't forget, the Hoodoo learning doesn't stop there. Take a moment to hoodooworkshops.com, and all of the presentations from the last several Hoodoo Heritage Festivals are up there available, ready to be viewed, purchased individually. You can pick and choose which ones you'd like to see, and you get a lot of the PDF and all of the information that came with it. The goodie box stuff that was available during the festivals no longer available, unfortunately, but you do get a list of the products that you would need to produce the effects in those presentations. HoodooWorkshops.com, a lot of great stuff out there, and more stuff being added all the time. Papa G just added another tarot class, a new tarot.
Tarot
class,
magic, yeah.
Say. Tarot magic. Learn to weave spells using tarot cards. And
we have, I want to say, three more coming soon, and a package of older festival. So keep a lookout for those.
Excellent, excellent. All right, so let's talk love.
Mia Mola.
Where are you taking us today, JD?
Well, the first thing I thought about, and maybe I'm being a little too seasonal with this, but thinking about how as we move through winter, and a lot of us think about putting things to rest, and then we think about spring as things, time to start bringing those things back to life. It's where we really prepare ourselves, like you said earlier, moving forward into that love life. So the first thing I thought about, and I think it's important, and as a worker, and I believe you probably agree, is any work you do for love, first you have to be ready for that love, right?
Very
you know,
much so.
Like, for example, if I want a new relationship, but I'm still holding on to my past, then I have one foot in the past and one foot in the future, right? I can't move forward. Or if I'm still burning for an ex while I'm on dates with other people, I'm not really my intention is not accurate, right? And I've kind of done a lot of work with some clients on this lately, is where your intention has to be reflective of what you want and what you're doing. So I don't know. It seems to be people are being a little more sneaky with their work, where they're like, I just want this person for sex, but then secretly I really want them for love. And then when they come to me just for sex, I feel like the work has not been fulfilled that's what you were working on, right? Like you got to be fruitful and truthful with your intention in the work, right? And whenever you mix your intention, you cause trouble. For example, if you're like, I just want to be friends with that hot guy from accounting, but then you have all these sexual, physical, emotional feelings for him, well, that's really going to affect your work, right? So being intentional and also letting go of those past hurts. So the first thing to me is, are you ready for love? And if you're – oh, go on.
Now, this is something that you and I – like, we've done several spell shows together, and this is something that I think we do need to repeat every time, you know, is setting – you said about being truthful, you know, setting those clear intentions, being with yourself, knowing what you want, being very excited and clear about. Don't confuse the works. Don't confuse yourself. Don't confuse your target. So important when you are doing works that affect others, not just yourself.
Yeah, there's an old saying, thy own self be truth, right? Like,
right?
You have to be truthful to yourself in order to be truthful with your work, in order to be ready. And if you're like, I want a new love, but I'm still stuck on my ex boo, then you're not ready for that love. So how do we, so the first thing I would suggest for people is to do that soul searching, right? Are you ready for that? And if you're not, how can you be ready for that? What can you do between, and especially spring is a time of, like, we're letting go of that past, that thing that doesn't live for us anymore, winter, and we're moving into spring, into this new period. So working with the season, as we also can work with the moon, we can also work with the sun, right, the planets, but thinking about we're moving past winter where things have died and they no longer serve us, and moving into spring where we're now starting to grow things. What can you let go of that no longer serves you, and how can you do that? And so that's where I would start with my thought on the discussion. And, you know, there's some easy examples, like cut and clear is a phenomenal spell where it helps cut past hurts. It cuts through that emotional bondage. It actually clears the path, and it actually leaves the things that you wanted in love. For example, if you were dating an alcoholic who's a bad person, but then you also, you know, they were sweet to you, kind, and, you know, things that you like, you're cutting those things you don't want in your life, but still allowing yourself to draw those positives back into your life. Another,
you know,
popular one.
Cut and clear work, a lot of people really, they're kind of, they think of cut and clear almost like it's a bulldozer, and it's just going to blast everything out of the water, you know, good, bad, or ugly. That's true. The fact that, you know, being clear with your intentions, being direct with your intentions, you know, too, that I would throw in right at the beginning is it's definitely worth it to have a reading. If you're pursuing a magical course of action, while you are making sure that you are energetically ready, have a reading to get the clarity on all the aspects of your impending spell work.
Well, going down that path with a reading, that's like getting that prescription from a doctor, right? Like, they can read what's going on with you, what you need, and what you need to do. The next thing I would then add is that you follow it through with fidelity. And that second, that you don't work against yourself, because that is a huge problem that I see in love work, is the self-saboteur that happens, where I want this person, but, and that but could either be, and we talked about this in other shows, that but will be an added thing that must happen. This person must do certain things. Or I want them, but like the person then comes to you and then you push them away because they didn't come to you in the way in your mind that you physically you thought they should come. So you sabotage your own work and then are mad that it didn't happen, right? Like, so being open, like you have to be open when you're doing this type of work. If you're, whether it be a new love or a person that you have interest in, setting those roadblocks get in the way of that love work. And, so like what a, like, and you're right, like what a, even with a cut and clear, like, I can't promise that Prince Charming is going to come down the street and just roll in, but, or if you're working on a man that you're a female that you want, and they tell you they want to come over and watch a movie with you, and you tell them no because you're mad at them, then you're working against your petition, right? If they come over and they have a great time with you, but then you argue with them over something, that you're working against your petition. You have to think about how your work aligns with your action.
That's very true. It's very true. And, you know,
and I just want to say one thing. That doesn't mean you have to be a bulldozer, right? That doesn't mean you get, you know, you just get like, oh, this person's using me. No, hell no. I'm saying if you're working on a person and they're being sweet to you and they're coming to you, but then you're fighting with them because of trivial things, or they're not doing it the way you want it done, like, they still came to you, right? You got to accept that they came to you and adapt. You can't, it's not like we can write a script and they're going to follow a script. So, and I just see this so much with love work. But, well, yeah, we went on a great date. Everything was great. But we went home and then I got an argue with him because he did this. I'm like, but why did you argue with him? Well, I don't know. He looked at his phone and it made me mad. Okay. Well, now you're not talking. So all of the positive things that you just had went away. Like, you're working against your intention. So that is a big thing to me. It's like working with, not against your intention.
You know, from the you and I have actually had several discussions about this. I think there are, well, in some cases, a little bit of venting sessions, because we see this a lot. It's like, you know, you're not fully clear on what you want this outcome to look like. And true, you can't script it. If you script your spell work down to the absolute atomic nuance, you are pretty much setting yourself up for failure. It's like you can't, how we JD said, can't really say that you're charming, come riding it on the white horse. You know, if you say, I want this, he's going to come to me, and he's going to be 6'4" with black curly hair and brown eyes and, you know, slight tan skin. He's going to be wearing a black cardigan and, you know, khaki pants and these polished shoes. Girl, please, have some realism. There is, but set your intentions, but don't have your boundaries so rigid.
Now, and I just posted the cut and clear thing in the post, and there's a lot in there about that. Black walnut, which is a great one. And you have to also think, too, is like where you come to the stage in this, like right now, like in this letting go, you could be a fresh love letting go, like just hurt. You could be a 10-year disgruntled love letting go and ready to move on, right? Either way, there's different workings that will support that, like cut and clear, black walnut bath, right? Some of us may be the product of a curse, right? Where you may have a ex-lover who is very jealous of you, who is not supportive of you. So there's items that, like, there's herbs and things that are more supportive of breaking those type of curses. Like, dill is a strong love unjinx herb. So if you feel like, let's say you don't have emotional attachments to an ex, you're not stuck on somebody, but things just ain't working and you're just constantly having the same thing over and over, then you might want to look into using, like, agrimony, which is a powerful uncrossing herb, hyssop, which is an uncrossing forgiving herb, nettle, great for uncrossing, and adding dill to that to break the love jinx that might be on you, whether it be from people that you've upset or your own exes or even people who've cursed you. So things to think about how you can, wherever you are in that stage, if you're at that, I've been in this position for 10 years and I just have disgruntled, or I'm just breaking up and I'm ready to move on, that these are all stages where you can use these different spells to help you let go.
You know, you and Rebecca are both a little bit more active with prescribing baths and such. For those that aren't quite familiar with the black walnut bath, would one of you want to share a little bit more about how you would do that?
Yeah, the black walnut bath is you take, I believe it's, 9 black walnuts, and you boil them in water and you do a certain prayer over it, and then you basically are bathing in the husk, and then you bathe yourself in that, and then once you're done, it literally, like, destroys the love connections that you have to another person. Yeah, there's 9 black walnuts. very powerful spell. It's actually more common in the fall just because they tend to be more available then with the husks, but that, or at least in my area, but it's a fantastic spell.
I will warn, though, black walnuts will sting like you would not believe. So make sure that you are taking the proper precautions and it's not going to get everywhere. You know, in a lot of cases, too, when we talk about spiritual baths, this doesn't necessarily always mean, too, that you are going to fill your bathtub with herbs and oils and so on and so forth and submerge yourself in all of this. You know, it's also very possible, you know, have a little bit of a wash tub, go outside and, you know, well, for decency's sake, go someplace where you're not going to get arrested for public indecency. Let me put this disclaimer out there because, yeah, I can see that happening. Well, Reverend Art said, no. There's a lot of common sense to this. Go ahead.
One of the things I like to do when I do work or go on, like, let's say dates or whatever, is like, so I might take a full, you know, cleansing bath, but I'll take the bath crystals, like Come to Me, Attraction, Bewitching, Look Me Over, right? Take those bath crystals and mix, sprinkle of them into a bottle of spring water, dissolve them, shake them, and after you shower, dry yourself and then spray your body down as you pray to draw these things to you and let it air dry on you. So now you have that essence on your body. And that's an easy thing you can do on a date. Like, say you get home from work and you got a date, and you know what's coming up, boop, 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 spray yourself down and go. So it's a quick, easy trick that you can use bath crystals in a little spray bottle to prepare you for those. Your physical, and it'll physically affect your body, your energy, your aura, right? So it gets you ready for that date.
You know, that is an official conjure term, boop, 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 and you're good to go. Same can be said, you know, we're slowly working way into that, the progression into the attraction side of things, but this also, these baths and sprays and methods of utilizing these products is also effective for like the cut and clear. I'm going to step back for a moment because we were talking about the cut and clear, and it gives me a perfect opportunity to not only pitch one of my favorite books, but a really fantastic recipe. There is in Hoodoo Food. Everybody knows Reverend Art loves his Hoodoo Food cookbook. There is a recipe for cut and clear lemon bars that if you're a foodie and you need to do some cut and clear work, check out this recipe, check out these bars. You know, it's something that you can, you know, you can make a tray of them. You can cut it into, you know, do it in a little 9x9 pan, cut it into nine bars, have one a day while imagining all of this. Visual, this shit, just cutting it out of your life, getting rid, you know, you can utilize it in the same form as like doing a novena. You know, this is another way of working where maybe you live in an apartment and you can't burn nine candles, or you can't burn a candle for 9 days, or you know, light incense and stuff like that. This is another form of in a way of doing a novena. I just wanted to back up a little bit and throw that in there. Back over to you, JD.
Yeah, and another one that you just reminded me of, which you can do, is making an effigy out of a paper doll, which you can read about in this Katz book, Hoodoo Dolls and Effigies. You can make a paper doll. You can write all of the qualities and characteristics and things on it that you don't want or even the person, on this paper, name and baptize it after them. You can dress the candle in banishing oil, and then you can also dress the doll with that oil and then burn it and scatter the ashes at a crossroad. That way you can kind of banish, like obviously if you have a problem with an ex who's an alcoholic, then you might want to write alcoholics, you know, things like that on this doll, and you can kind of banish that out of your life. So it's a great way of, another way of moving forward.
See, it's fantastic. And these adaptations are what I really love in having these discussions with you, JD, is, you know, you really do provide a method to really be able to approach just about every aspect of a spell. You know, if somebody doesn't have the ability to do candles, here's this. If you can't do the bath, here's that. Absolutely fantastic.
I think it's important that we, I believe it's Conjurman who talks about like the different rule, like he has like his three that he does about incorporating different things. And I really do think a lot of that is very important, but sometimes we also have to think about opportunity, right? Like, and you also have to factor in magic as well on symbolism and also on like the contagious magic. So when you think about some of these aspects, for example, the burning of a doll is symbolic till burning it away from you and then throwing it at a crossroad is casting away. So it makes sense, right? The symbolism of taking a cut and clear bath is you are cutting this thing off of you and then you're washing it away and clearing it away from you, right? There's symbolism as well as just magical intent. So there's a reason to our method that we're doing here, not just because we like baths or we like burning things, right? There's a purpose behind these things. And that's one thing I think that's important to recognize, and which would kind of lead into what I would like to discuss a little bit is kind of some of the basics of love work. And I do see Phyllis Margaret DeBoer is talking about some ideas as well. So what are some of the basics that people really should consider about love work and why? For example, and not to shift things quickly, but I kind of think it fits here, is like, what are the basics of love work? That if I'm ready right now, like I'm ready to find new love, what are some basics that I should really consider in order to be successful in doing love work? And one of the things I think is important is understanding in hoodoo the importance of personal concerns. Yeah, and what they serve, those concerns, right? Like, for example, semen, right? Male semen is a sexual thing, right? It can be used by men to dominate the women. It can be used by men to put, like, a man can put semen in a fast luck oil and wear that when he goes out for the intention of helping him draw quick fun, right? A woman can put a male's semen on a string and tie his nature, right? Women could put menstrual blood in a man's food to tie him, to bring him to her, vaginal fluid. So understanding the role of personal concerns and what role they play in love work.
Personal concerns really are no joke.
It's really about, go on.
You know, we talk about sex, JD brought up sexual fluids, but you know, there's also hair and nails, nail trimmings and saliva and all kinds of different things that can be used. I'm sure as we go through the discussion today that, you know, we'll be tossing in some more ideas about personal concerns and everything. They can be some of the strongest assets from a very basic level to in performing your love work. but I don't want people to worry thinking, oh shit, I don't have this, I don't have that, so this just isn't going to work. There's ways around that as well.
I agree. What I do want to say is, like, when you use a personal concern too, just feeding someone your menstrual blood or semen in itself isn't effective. Like, it's all about your intention and what you put into it. Like, if I give someone my semen and I have no intention, that there's no magic attached to that, right? The intention, the purpose, the work you put into it is what matters here with it, right? It comes together. And yes, I agree with you. Like, if you can't get a personal concern, there's other tricks, there's other things to do. The idea here is to use what you can, and probably to use multiple of them if you can. For example, if I'm out here looking for, if I'm trying to catch a person, I might use multiple things. I'm not going to rely on just, you know, maybe semen. I will also probably do a spiritual bath. I'll be dressing candles. I'll also be wearing oil, right? Like, it's all this, you got to think about the whole collective work here. You brought up hair and nails. So just to give people ideas, like, for example, a nail from a person's ring finger can be used in a spell to help ensure marriage, right? Using shavings from your feet and putting it into someone's food helps you have dominance over them. Same with urine, right? I think someone said hair from someone's head can be used in a doll baby or a skull candle in order to fluence their thoughts. An old spell that Ms. Kat has discussed several times is taking a pubic hair and weaving it in the brim of a person's hat. And that will make, while that person wears a hat, it literally makes them thinking about you the whole time. Another old trick is stitching a pubic hair through the crotch section of a pair of pants. So when the man wears the pants, he's constantly thinking about having sex with you.
You know, and actually Troll T is sharing some fantastic personal concerns that a lot of people kind of forget about, honestly. You know, when you talk about footprints, copies of their handwriting, a business card, worn garments, that's another one that, you know, really a lot of people don't think about as being a personal concern. You know, foot track magic is no joke in and of itself. That's why there's whole reasons or whole practices for curing foot track magic and preventing foot track magic. Trollty also, yeah, exactly, using their photo. And a lot of these type of things can, you know, you're like, okay, well, so how am I going to use, if I want to make a doll baby, how am I going to get their hair or their, you know, this, that, or the other thing? You know what? If you have a copy of their handwriting, take that, burn it, reduce it to ash, put it into the doll baby. You can create personal concerns. Take a photo, especially, I mean, we live in the day and age of social media. If you can't find a photo online, I'll be shocked.
Ms. Kat taught me petition paper. Yes, I agree. Sorry to interrupt, but Ms. Kat taught me too. It's like, if you take a personal concern from a part of the body, you put it in that part of the body of the doll. So just to give people ideas on how they can work it. But yeah, a photo is a all. And the other thing is, people remember, if you make a doll baby with a photo and then later you get a hair, there's ways to add a hair to the doll after you get it, right? It's not just got to, like, sorry, I got to burn this doll. No, you can add that still.
Oh, it's same with, like, mojo bags, is you can add additional items.
Agree.
So we've gotten some foundational stuff here, and we've got about, what, roughly 38 minutes left in the show tonight. So let's continue on a little bit with the discussion. with getting, you know, getting ready for new love and really working on these spells. And we did have a question too from Hey Maganda about, you know, what about established relationships and how do you build that and make that even stronger? So we can tie that in here as we go too.
Sure. So if you're, and I agree, I mean, the thought here is about the path moving forward, quick, drawing, maintaining love. But so let's say the goal for summer loving is really loving. So if we're looking at that maintenance long-term work, I would be looking at something like a honey jar that sweetens you together and keeps you sweet together.
Yeah.
Using products like Stay With Me, Peaceful Home, Super Rosa, which if you don't know, that's like the hummingbird heart, Love Me. These are great products to really use in like a honey jar. I also, if I was doing work for long-term love and maintaining that love, would be doing, I'd have a mojo with both of our items. And I'm going to put out there two groups that are pretty important for love work, especially male and female, is a Queen Elizabeth root, which is a woman's power root. It represents and looks like a female's vagina. And then you have a High John the Conqueror root, which looks like a male nutsack. And both of those are powerful love roots that combined are fantastic for love work in a mojo bag, especially if you put them with personal concerns. Having a mojo, especially with those items in it, having this honey jar working where you're praying over it to continue that work between you. Other maintenance work I would consider is like feeding them your personal concerns. Taking a spiritual bath, and whether it be like Peaceful Home, like for example, if I'm doing work to maintain a relationship and I want to keep it loving, I might take Peaceful Home and a Love Me bath, mix them together, take a bath in that, and then save a cup of it and add that cup of water to the rinse cycle of the laundry. So it's on our bed sheets. So as we sleep in it, that it reinforces that Peaceful Home and that love. And you can even add it to the partner's wash. That way that is reinforcing that as well. You can even save a teaspoon of that and add it to their beverage.
Yeah, a lot of people really kind of get a little nervous when it comes to the adding the stuff. It's amusing when they're like, I need something that works, and then you give them that prescription, and they're like, is there something else? But you did talk about the hoodoo, about using honey jars. Honey jars are a fantastic, fantastic way of, you know, kind of maintaining these relationships and such. And there is a link in the chat now to Deacon Millett's Hoodoo Honey and Sugar Spells, Sweet Love Magic in the Conjure Tradition. Fantastic book. If you're interested in learning more about those types of spells, that it's right there for you. Deacon Millett, he's the OG love guru. But you know, building up for the summer, you know, it can be an interesting sort of discussion. You know, if we want to take this in the direction of, you know, the summer flings, or if we're working really towards building something for more of a stable relationship, you know, a lot of the ingredients, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I just want to jump in where you're saying that, like, let's say we're really talking like we're new and we're ready to roll and attracting people. But one, an attraction candle, an attraction spell kit is amazing for drawing whatever you want, right? Some physical things you can do is taking, like, let's say you're going out to the beach, you're going out to a party, you're going to be on a trip, mixing a drop of conditioner oil into your sunscreen and rubbing over your body as you pray over it, like bewitching, look me over, come to me, like great mixture to add a drop to your tanning cream. Similar, you can add like powders or like sash to your body. So like saffron, like women can take saffron and powder it up and mix it with like a body shimmering or dusting powder so that they will draw sex and or even Queen Elizabeth root powder, and they can dust their body with that, with, you know, whether it be a makeup or one of those like shimmery body things or even over their faces, and that will help draw love to them or sexual attraction, right? Men can add saffron as well and lightly dust their crotch area or body with it as well. So these are ways of using like physical items on your body that will help draw those things to you. I was taught also as a kid when I was going on vacation once to take tiger lily pollen and mix it in your sunscreen, and just like it attracts, it would draw you like you're like the tiger. So old trick that I was taught. You might attract bees, though, but hey, I mean, it was an old trick, and I was taught it, and it worked, so.
It's the sacrifices for magic, folks. Yeah. It's the sacrifices. It might attract bees. We almost feel
but
like
you're hot.
Right? I have this image in my mind now of, like, you know, making this, writing, like having this ready as a product and just putting warning may attract bees. It just amuses the hell out of me. You know, a lot of times too, and I do want to touch base on some love herbs. Because as we're getting into these things, we talk about a lot of things like, you know, you have your John the Conqueror root, you have your Queen Elizabeth root, and some of these are not as prominent or as easy to get in some areas as they are in others. This is, I'm going to share a website with everybody. If you haven't heard of it before, or maybe, or even if you have, a fantastic website to have in your conjure arsenal, herbmagic.com. Lot of fantastic reference material information here on, you know, different types of herbs and their uses. And a lot of these things, some of them you can just get in your grocery store. And I'm really huge on sharing this kind of information because, you know, a lot of times, you know, I've talked to, well, we can just talk right from here in Western North Carolina. If we want herbs, we are actually lucky enough to have a holistic health store fairly near us that stocks a very wide array of herbal items, herbs, minerals, and such, most of which, you know, we can use. Obviously, you know, we don't use everything that they carry, but the closest metaphysical store for Reverend James and myself is roughly about an hour and a half to 2 hours away. That leaves us with online ordering. If you're not familiar with a lot of the places that you order, sometimes you stop and you're like, oh, well, screw it, I'll just order from Amazon. Not always getting what you order from Amazon. Just going to put it out there. You know, third-party sellers being what they are, always, always, always vet your sellers. But herbmagic.com, when you take a look at it, there's things that are out there, like, you know, talking about catnip, cardamom. These are things that are at your local grocery store. Cinnamon, cloves, very, very powerful love herbs, coriander, cumin, these spicy, hot, sort of herbs that will really pull your spell work together. Damiana, sometimes you can't find Damiana specifically as an herb. You quite possibly could find it as an herbal tea. Always check out the tea sections in your grocery store, because you might be able to just dismantle a tea bag. I've done that myself, you know, in a pinch, use what you got.
And can I just add,
go ahead,
Reverend Art, just that when you're using herbs, like, we're giving you all these great lists, but like, understand why they're used in the work. Like, throwing catnip and cardamom, Damiana, juniper into work because we told you they're love herbs isn't enough for your intention. Like Miss Kat's Hoodoo Herb Root Magic, like, it goes really into detail why it's used and what it's for. Like, for example, catnip. Well, catnip makes cats crazy for the nip. So what is it good for? Particularly good for making men really into a female, right? So thinking about the herb and its purpose and how it plays into the work. Like you mentioned, ginger and cinnamon, right? Both of those are heating up herbs, but unlike a pepper, they're not hot spicy, but they're like a sweet spicy, right? Just like you would want in love, right? We don't want to use hot peppers, right? I remember someone asking once, should I use honey with red peppers in it for to heat up my love spell? I'm like, do you guys want to beat each other up and then make love? No. So that's probably not a good idea, but, you know, ginger and cinnamon's cool. Like, so understanding why you use what you use, like, because there is a reason, whether it be the symbolism, whether it be the herb, whether there's a reason, and understand that with whatever you're doing is my prayer for everyone.
I love how you put that, though. I mean, how often do you say that with the consultation? You want to beat the shit out of each other. It's very much to your point. Each herb, just because it is a quote-unquote love herb, does not mean just throw it in there willy-nilly. It means that, yes, it has an aspect of the love, towards love spells. Hoodoo Herb and Root Magic, I can't say enough about this book. Reverend James and I actually have 3 copies. We have two softback copies and 1 hardback copy. And they are very, very, very well used. Absolute phenomenal information. And there is, and I saw Troll T shared it too. There's also this amazing book, Hoodoo and Root Medicine, by Miss Kat. Also, fantastic, fantastic books. And really a huge part of anybody's, should be a huge part of anybody's libraries. But that was my pitch on herbs, because, you know, a lot of people, they freak out. It's like, oh my gosh, I don't have Dittany of Crete. Okay. There are substitutes, you know, my gosh, I don't have lodestones. Okay. Well, do you have a magnet?
Like a week or two ago, I believe there in the show, it was about, we talked about herb crafting, and that's from the red folder. Like if you don't have catnip, well, what do you have? And that's what you're saying. Understand, like, using your resources with you. Like, if you don't have something, do you have something that can serve a similar purpose in order for you to continue to do your work? Don't stop your work just because you're missing. Like, if I tell you need ginger and you can't get ginger, well, what can you use in place of ginger? Ginseng, cinnamon, right? So knowing and understanding herbs and the roles that they play and how they can be interchangeable. I mean, I'm not saying toss out the entire recipe, but also understanding your community and where you are and what you have and what you are able to do in order to incorporate those into the love work that you're doing. Yeah.
Very true. Excuse me. Lost my voice there for a second. Air is very dry today for some reason. We'll chalk that up to the eclipse as well. All right. Go ahead.
Well, what is some of your, like, so if you're going on a date, what would you suggest for someone to, like, prepare for it?
Me personally?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, honestly, one of the things that I have shared with most people to do, and it's very ironic that you're asking this now because it's kind of a little bit of conversation that's going on in the chat, is to utilize condition oils with maybe a dash of personal concerns. Not necessarily, you know, to I'm never going to be an advocate of, say, you know, if you were using like follow me boy or follow me girl or lavender love drops or something. I'm never going to say take personal concerns and toss it in the bottle. That's one thing I do want to share with everybody is because, you know, things change. So where you may have intention, you know, X, well, that's the wrong letter to use in this kind of a discussion, but you might have intention X at this point, but, you know, maybe situation X wasn't all it cracked up to be, and now you're on Y. And Y needs something different, but you've used your whole bottle. And you've put your concerns in it and its intentions, blah, blah, blah. Small batches, people. Yeah.
No, I agree. So there is an old spell that was mentioned before about adding, like, your semen to fast luck oil. And that would be something that would be used for, like, literally, I'm just trying to get laid. I don't care who you are. But if you're, like, seriously on a target like you're talking about here, don't take a whole bottle and add your stuff to it with that person, because if it doesn't work out, then you are out a $10+ bottle and you got to start over.
I mean, I've, you know, for those that have long hair, I do not, because if I end up looking like Einstein when my hair gets too long, it just goes and does its own thing. My concern, not part of the story, but, you know, take some condition oils, run your fingers through your hair with your styling products as you're working on that, you know, hit the hot spots, you know, dab a little bit of the condition oils that you fix some of your fluids and such, you know, hit the neck, hit the wrists, the spots where it usually, you know, it counts. Condition oils are for dates and things of that nature. I like to, because dates tend to be a little bit more of a spontaneous situation. It's not like you're going to be able to light a vigil candle every time to do a full-blown working on a situation. So in a pinch, you know, lighting a chime candle that's dressed with the condition oil that would be appropriate, dressed with some appropriate herbs, and, you know, I've had people place two chime candles fixed as such, or lost the word, little fat candles that go in pumpkins.
Oh,
no, smaller. Why can't I think of the word? Tea lights. Thank you for saving my butt. You know, of their bathtub, or if, you know, if it will catch a shower on fire or something, you know, setting them on the floor outside of the bathtub, you know, stepping through them and, you know, drawing that love and bringing that into you and, you know, creating a whole spiritual shower cleansing bath candle working all together. These are some of the things that, you know, on a pinch, on a quick note, I usually recommend.
now that you mentioned candles, you made me think of some things I was thinking about. So there's a lot of ways to prepare a candle for love work. For example, figural candles. Like, we have our male and female candles, which I think we're all used to. It's like you can dress them with love or oils and herbs. But, like, for example, a male penis candle, if you are into a man sexually, a female or a gay man could actually use that sexually on themselves to dress that candle and then add oil to it and then burn it to increase that sexual passion from that person. Same thing could actually be done with taper or time candles that can be used in those ways as well to really dress them sexually. It's not uncommon also to take glass candles or other smaller candles and rub them between the crotch, whether it be male or female, to rub it in those areas around the pubic and to really dress it with the essence of that area and then to burn it on that purpose to really increase that sexual passion. So just something that you can think about as well if you have someone in mind and you want to increase those things. Songs of Solomon are a strong love poem. So if you're someone who's looking for love, it's common to read one chapter a day as you do candle work for 8 days because there's 8 chapters. And with Psalms 45, it's a powerful sexual love psalm. So that's one that goes great when you're doing love work as well. I agree with you with the candles. It's harder to do like candle work if like you're going on a date, but then like if the date's coming over, like how could you use those tea lights in auspicious ways that have been dressed with, say, a love oil, and maybe the room has been sprayed with a love wash, preparing the essence of that room.
Another thing I like to, and this is a little bit more of a preparatory sort of way to work than, the on the fly or on the sly sorts of methods that we've kind of been talking about. And it's something that we don't hear a lot about as often, in my estimation, is, we talk about spiritual baths, taking the baths, and there's definitely a lot of, different products. You have your Follow Me Boy, Follow Me Girl, Love It or Love Drops, all of the plethora of love condition oils. They're also available in bath salts. But one thing that a lot of folks don't think about is using these bath salts and sprinkling them in their washing machine. It doesn't take a lot.
That's a great idea.
You take a little bit of a little teaspoon and say, pick one, any of the above. This is actually something I use in a lot with my business clients, is talking about using abundance and prosperity, where you take a little bit, sprinkle it in your wash, and that infuses the clothing that you're wearing constantly every day as an aspect of working. If you're talking, peaceful home is another great way to do that. If you're working from that aspect of needing love, but you can just take a little bit of a doesn't take a lot. Put it in right at the beginning, the same time that you add your soap. I've actually done this both with the high efficiency washing machines as well as non-high efficiency, and I have not had any damage to either. That's my own personal experience. However, I will always caution people to pay attention to specifications on your machines. Don't just randomly go start doing this. But if you can't do the whole load, if you know what clothes you're going to be wearing, maybe hand wash them. You know, take them a little, take them aside, do a little bit of a hand washing. You know, really infuse every fiber with your intention is another great way. I mean, that's it's something that can be done, you know, not just date night, but on the daily.
Roman, Art, you just made me think of something that I never thought of before. I mean, I thought, so I do this in cursing work, but I've never thought about it in love work. So in cursing work, like you can take the bath crystal, say destruction or cross, and when you know it's going to rain, sprinkle those salts outside of their door where they will step in the puddle. But what if you knew through, obviously we can check the weather, you knew that it was going to rain, and you sprinkled the love crystals outside of their door or car where you know it's going to rain, and they will dissolve the crystals and they will step into that puddle and then ultimately bring that with them.
And we have gone back full circle to foot track magic.
That's what I thought too. But I was like, what an amazing idea. I've never thought of doing that with like cursing. Yes, 100% thought of it, done it. Love work. And I know there's spells where you can start from a person's door all the way to yours. But like, what if you sprinkled the crystals at where they're at all the way to your home? Like, just an idea.
You know, and these bath crystals are one of my favorites. Everybody knows that I love my candles. Bath crystals probably are my second favorite way of working, not just for the baths, but, you know, also with the washes, converting them into sprays and stuff like that. And, you know, just a sneak peek, that's actually the next thing that I'm working on, is actually a retail version of launching my personal recipes for these different bath crystals. So that'll be coming out soon, but absolutely fantastic way of working. It really is. You know, it's something that's up there too, a little bit with the sneaky tricks. You know, I think Miss Michael would be a little proud of us discussing the use of the crystals in toss them in the puddle. Here we go. It's a fantastic idea.
Well, I think a big part of hoodoo, and this is my own category of it, not necessarily like a, you know, don't follow me as a system, but I think of like big workings versus like little tricks that I do that support my working. So like I might be doing a moving candle spell where I have two candles coming together and I bind them together. But then I'm also looking for those opportunities where I can do like sprinkle powders where you're going to touch them. I can put water where you're going to step it. I can put water in your clothing, right? So I've always looked at work as like just big and then like these supporting works. And to me, that's how I work and think about it. So,
well, one of the nice things, and especially if someone, and for anybody out there that is looking to potentially contract with, you know, a professional worker, you know, these little items, make sure when you talk to and have those consultations, you know, have your reading, have your consultation, get your root work prescription mojo going there. You know, ask about these little things that can be done to work in tandem with your worker. You know, if someone comes to me and they want, you know, a moving candle spell of, you know, bringing them together with a specific individual, great, grand, fine. I'm going to do that, but I'm also going to give you something to do on your side to implement from your side and support and build on what it is that we're trying to accomplish together. This it adds the importance of including your intentions on not just a passive way of, you know, here, Reverend Art, I've shared my intention with you. It's on this piece of paper. Do what you need to do with it. No, this now has your active intentions, your active moves in it. Huge, huge, huge when it comes to achieving the outcome you're going for.
And Philip mentioned in the chat, and I don't want to jump in this so we didn't like leave it out, about using stones. And I look at this more as mineral and curio. And yes, there's a lot of mineral curio items that can be used in love drawing work, not just stones. Yes, rose quartz is a very popular one for drawing love. I mean, the raccoon penis bone is a very popular bone used particularly with males for getting sex and love. So there's different, there are different stones, particularly ones associated with the sign of Venus that would be used with love work. Men might use more with a little bit of Mars, depending on what you're looking for and what you need. Stones can also be used as well. But I just wanted to answer that question and jump in and post that. But minerals, curios as well can be used along with other items. How you use them may be different. You might use stones. Some people use stones in mojos. Some don't. I only tend to use stones like lodestones. I use lodestones in mojos. I don't tend to put precious or semi-precious stones in mojos. But I wasn't taught to add those. I don't know about you, Reverend.
You know, I kind of came up a little bit differently. Very much a spiritualist background, very familiar with things like, you know, the chakra system and stuff. You know, I also being a Reiki healer. So I've been known to throw in, you know, you'll have your common stones, things like rose quartz is one of those, I think everybody knows, is a stone of love. It's kind of a peaceful love. It's a calm love, but it will help draw that in. You know, you have things like carnelian for fiery love and, you know, that humpa humpa sort of love. Fire quartz, if people are familiar with fire quartz. Another one that's very adept, passionate love. But I also throw in some green stones. Why? Green chakra, heart chakra. Using things like green adventurine, sometimes malachite, kambaba.
Green thought associated with Venus, so it's a good one to point out too.
You know, and one thing too that is another kind of tricky way to use the love. You know, if your target happens to be, it's, you know, if things are going well and you've achieved a level of gift giving of sorts, don't be afraid to say, you know, hey, look, I found this really cool rose quartz. Here, have it. That may or may not be dressed with, you know, a love oil or a, you know, look me over or something of that nature. Same things with, you know, jewelry or making personal concerns into foods. Dressing a gift, not a bad idea.
I carry stones in my pockets. I just don't normally put them in my mojo, but that's just my way. But I also have stones all over my altar, so I have no problems with them. I love my baby stones. but I think some are more... And I like how you explained, like, the energy of, like, the rose quartz versus, like, and I think that goes back to, like, when we were talking about herbs, like, what is your purpose, what is your intention, and what does it serve? Like, Himiana is talking about pyrite. Yes, that's a great money stone, and it's very common in hoodoo, and it can be found in lodestone, mojos, but it wouldn't be found, like, in a love mojo. You know, so like lodestones, there's an old tradition where you would take two lodestones and bring them together and bind them up, and you would put those in a mojo. So they're just understanding the purpose of the stone and how it supports your work.
And I dropped a link to my my profile page at readersandrootworkers.org, the AIR homepage. If anybody wants to get an idea of about, I'd say maybe it's about about 1/16th, 1/20th of the amount of stones and crystals that I have. This is just what's on my computer desk, and I'm looking at the picture now thinking that's actually missing about 15 or 20 stones as it is. Love me some stones. I keep chips specifically to use in mojos. I'll use them in different moving candle spells, dressing candles with them. I have quartz sand that, you know, if a quartz stone is a little bit too, you know, obtuse for a working, I'll use quartz sand. But these things can and do augment work. Might not be 100% traditional because a lot of these things are a little bit more new agey, but that is, you know, a little bit of an adaptation. If you have them on hand and you want to use them, by all means.
Yeah, Reverend Art. And one thing you remind me of, like I like to do, is you can find stones that are actually made into beads. So if you're into like making jewelry, wearing bracelets, like you can make your intention with those stones into things that you can put on your mojos. You can wear them into jewelry or necklaces or a waist bead. It could be a chaplet. Like you can build those into like intentionally with the purpose of those stones. So it's an awesome way of working that in.
You know, there's quite a wide array of things that, wow, I'm looking at the time. We have about, roughly 15 seconds before the end music comes on. And I really don't think that we've even fully kind of touched the surface, JD. I think you're going to have to come back. We're going to have to do, you know, Love Spells Part 2. We'll do some Part 2. Love it. So, you know, we'll set it up in the summer to make sure you're warm all winter.
Well, I like that. Good thinking. That's awesome. Summer loving in the summer. Love it.
There we go. That's all the time we have for tonight, everybody. We hope you've enjoyed your time with us this evening. Till next time we meet, let's keep that magic alive. Take us out, Reverend James.
Thank you, Reverend Art, and thank you, JD, of HoodooHouseDetroit.com in Detroit, Michigan, for joining us this week. We invite you to join us next week when we'll be welcoming Papa G of Papa G's Folk Magic Studio in Nashville, Tennessee, back to the show to usher in the next season in style with a discussion on spring magic. We've come to the end of this episode of Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, on the LMC Radio Network. You can find Reverend Art at FolkConjure.com and at FolkConjure on Facebook and Instagram, on the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com, on readersandrootworkers.org, and on Hoodoo Psychics. I am your announcer, Reverend James, joining you from FolkConjure.com in North Carolina. Mystics, Mages, and Magical Places can be heard every week live on Blog Talk Radio at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and the shows are available on mysticsmages.com/radio show and on the Lux Mojo Forum. All of us to Mystic Mages and the Magical Places on Facebook and at Mystics Mages Magical Places on Instagram for updates and news. We'll be back next week at this same time. Come sit a spell. Wink, wink. Relax and enjoy the show. We've only just begun. Thank you. Good night.
Thank you, Reverend James. And thank you, everybody, again for joining us. Thank you, JD. Always a pleasure to have you here with us. Doors always open to come back. Join us anytime. Maybe we'll see you at the next reading palooza. Who knows? That actually, oh my gosh, we're in a new quarter. Time to plan a new reading palooza. So stay tuned for that. Thank you, everybody. Much love to you. Have a wonderful, blessed week ahead. Take care. We'll see you soon.